It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, I'm in one of those moods again this morning. Got something on my other cute touchpad here on this other computer. It's got me kind of ticked off. But other than that, I'm in one. I ought to be looking at you. I'm trying to get this thing fixed. There we go. Let's try that. Hey, good morning. Good morning, folks. I'm in one of those moods today. Got back from vacation. We just took a, goodness gracious, took a little mini vacation down into the Hocking Hills, down in Melungeon country, down, Lord knows what we're talking about down there. Got a two-day camp, Big Hope, rented a big cabin. Actually, it was kind of a Christmas gift. My son got it for us, so took everybody down there, all the grandkids. Had a great time down there. And I always feel a little bit tough trying to do the show on the road, so I hope we had good shows the last 2 days. I think they were good, but it's not the same as when I'm just privately alone here in my multi-million-dollar studio and getting the opportunity to do what needs to be done. Boy, this computer is acting crazy over here. So thanks for joining us today. Got a great show. I'm mad about something. I'm going to talk about that here in a second. But before I do that, Jared, I want to go to Philippians 1. I want to start out with the scripture. That way I'll give Roger a little bit of scripture today and get him turned in the right direction. I don't know why this is. I don't really know why it is. But I'm reading something. I was waking in the middle of the night, and I was given a verse. And so I just said to Michelle, what verse is that? She looked it up for me. I mean, I knew what it was. We're in Philippians. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and the deacons. Those weren't Catholics, I don't think, by the way. Grace be unto you, or maybe they were Catholics. Grace be unto you and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember this now, folks. He's speaking to, at this time, probably the Gentile world. They don't understand it. They don't have the Old Testament. They aren't versed in the things of God. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. He said, I'm just so happy. That's what I feel. So glad I can come here every day and fellowship with you guys. So Paul's starting that letter, and he's starting out nice. Say, man, it's good. And then he says, be confident in this one thing. Be confident of this very thing. I don't know who this is for, but this is the verse that the Lord gave me. Be confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, not by you, not for you, not with you, he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think of this, of you all, y'all, didn't know it was in there, did it? Y'all, because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Matthew 7, who are you to judge, right? Who are you to judge? Right there, pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, because judgment is love, that you may approve things that are excellent, and that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. But I would you understand, brothers, that the things which have happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Whatever you are going through, it is not about you. It is for the furtherance of the gospel. Can the Lord trust you with difficult times? Can the Lord trust you with being rejected? Can the Lord trust you with losing your job? Can the Lord trust you with losing your stuff because of your fealty to the gospel? So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all of the palace and all other places. And many of the brethren and the Lord waxing confident of my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Paul says, they've all seen what's happened to me. I've been thrown in jail. I've been beat. I've been doing that business. Because I've been doing that, I'm more bold every day. And so are my brothers. So are my brothers more bold to speak the word without fear. Lord, give us that. Give us the ability to speak the word without fear. Fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife. Wow. Some even do it of a good will. One preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. That goes back to what I was talking about yesterday with the whole idea of we don't play well together. They don't, AHA doesn't like the way Harrington does it. People don't play along. And what? The one preached Christ of contention, fighting amongst ourselves, but the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And I therefore do rejoice, yeah, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. You hear that, folks? You will not be ashamed when you're representing the Lord. Do not be ashamed when representing the Lord. If they lock you up and throw you in jail, do not be ashamed. John Brockoff spent almost 11 years in jail for burning down two abortion clinics. And I've seen people in the pro-life movement try to make him ashamed of what he does. He says, do not be ashamed that with all boldness as always, so now also shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, me to die is gain. But I've lived in the flesh. This is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. It's not about you. Laying your life down is not about you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Okay, I could go on and on and on and on. It ain't about you, boys. It isn't about you. And if you're in this huddle and you're part of this queue, I want you to know things are going to get good. Okay, hang on here now. We're going to Allentown, PA. Pull that up there, Jared, please. Pull up the schedule. I told Jared we were heading somewhere else first. Now listen, I'm going to make a couple points. My computer. Okay, it's starting to work over here. I'm sorry, Jared. Kind of discombobulated. Okay, folks, please hear me. One of the reasons we have these huddles, I don't need to go to Allentown, PA, to be perfectly honest with you. Mike Blake and I are going to jump in a car, and I'm going to drive, I don't know, 6 hours? I don't know. It's a long way over there. I'm going to stay in a hotel Friday night. We're going to do this event that Bobby Lee's putting on Saturday, and then we're going to come home, and I'm not going to make any money from it, and nothing exciting is going to happen. Listen. We are putting this, Bobby Lee has begun this good work, and we are putting this huddle on for you. For you. Hey, folks, it isn't convenient for me to drive there. I'm going for Bobby. I'm going to try to help others get connected. And if you're 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours from Allentown, PA, won't you sacrifice and get in your car and come over and join us? Say, well, Coach, I'm not sure about this huddle thing. Then come. We're not a cult. There's not something crazy going on. We're trying to awaken you and connect you to like-minded believers right where you live. The last time we went, who showed up? Don Marshall. Don Marshall showed up. I didn't know Don Marshall. His wife made him come. Not really Don. His wife said, we're gone. And Don showed up. And 2 days later, he committed to going to Panama Beach. We reconnected a guy who'd been kind of disconnected from what he enjoys to do. Folks, this is not about us. It's about you. And I would ask some of you who are already connected, please get in your car and come and join us. Because if we have a huddle and it's me and Bobby Lee and Mike Blake, well, we'll have it. We'll have it. But we're trying to breathe life into what Bobby's trying to do. We have an obligation. So there you can see it's free. You can see where it's going to be. It's all on our website. It's basically going to be a Saturday, 9 to 3, maybe not even 3, whatever. We're going to get people together in Allentown, PA. We want you to join. And then while I'm on top of it, how about some of you getting in your car and driving to Marshfield, Wisconsin? Rob Pugh goes out of his way to put on these ministry expos, a lot of expense, a lot of time and effort, a lot of energy. Hey, folks, you understand that this is an away game, that we need to go help Rob do what he's trying to do right up there where he is. That's the magic of the huddle. Get in your car and drive. Be part of it. See, the first question we shouldn't ask ourselves, which is the first question we always ask ourselves, is what's in it for me? Well, why would I want to drive all the way to Marshfield? Who are those speakers again, Ethel? Bradley Dean, who's he? You ever heard of him, Ethel? You ever heard of Bradley Dean? Huh? Dan Fisher, that loudmouth coach. Yeah, hey, look over here, Ethel. We've got anything else we can do? See, it's the wrong daggone attitude. You have got to go because we're trying to awaken people. We're trying to awaken them. And you are part of the team, and it's urgent or necessary that you sacrifice a little bit and drive your car over there, even if it's only for a couple hours. Rob needs that support. That's March 8th and 9th. That gives you time to plan to be there. Say, oh, well, golly, coach, that cost me a night in a hotel and $10, $20 in gas. Yeah, it might. What do you think it's costing me? I'm gone. That sounds arrogant to say that? Come on, folks. It's more important than driving your car down to Fort Lauderdale having some relaxation.
Dave.
Yep, Chad.
I'm just reminded of the words that President Kennedy said a long time ago, but I just want to alter it a little bit. Ask not what God can do for you, but what you can do for God's kingdom.
Amen, so brother.
Get in your car and go. There's going to be 1,000 reasons the devil's going to try to talk you out of going and doing something that, oh, well, you know, the grandkids are here. Well, I got a bald tire. Then handle all that. You got a week or two to get it done.
That's
Make
right.
Arrangements and eliminate excuses and get there.
Now, I'm looking right now. I'm not asking Larry Richardson to drive up there, although I know he would. I know he would. But there are some of you who are not that far away. Come on, man. Come and support what it is Rob is trying to do. Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois. I'm going to drive a long way. I'm going to drive about 12, 14 hours, I think, to get there. I hope I'm still married then. My wife will go with me. So there's a little bit of a sacrifice. We have to make it. And all of you who know, who have been to these things, especially the ones that Denny Bryan puts on, you come away from that and you're refreshed. You've met a lot of people. Said, man, that was one of the best things I ever did. Okay, so I'm going to leave you alone. Gone there. Hey, Craig, you want to come up there? Southern Mofo, you want to come up there? I'll pay your way to come up there.
I do, Coach. I would love to, man.
Well, you check, Craig, you got me. You listen, I'll pay your way. You find out a bus, or you find out however we can get you up there. I'd fly you, but it takes it right now. I don't know. Check out a flight, Craig. I'll get you
all
up
right
there. I'll get you
Thank
up
you, Coach.
All right, man. I'll help anybody else out there that needs help, okay? Now, listen. All of a sudden, don't say, well, can I fly in my wife and my sister and my daughter and my three cousins? Can you fly? No, I can't. No. But I keep coming back to the same thing. If you support us, we'll support you. Have you been supporting us? Then we'll support you. Have you not been supporting us? Okay, well, I feel like I'm a pastor now. Okay, cool. So let's get that done. Now, I got, oh, man, a lot of stuff running through me here. Looking at my list. I read Philippians. Hey, Jared, click on Harrington handout, because I had a lot of people say yesterday, boy, we, in fact, Kevin Bushy's the one that said, we need those handouts. Well, Mark Harrington emailed me last night. Right there, Jared, you can see it. He said, on our store, he said, I got all kinds of abortion handouts on our store at Created Equal. There you are. You can see him. Hey, Jared, click on the one that $8 brochure. It's not an $8 brochure. It's $8 for 100 of them, okay? And then if you just click down there, it shows what it says. Each one on the front of it says Created Equal. And then you can go page by page, Jared. Okay, that's the second page. There you go. We're all equal despite our differences. Abortion is ageism, and it explains what ageism is. And then another flyer in it. Flip on that one, Jared. Oh, you're on that one. Yeah, there you go. We are humans from the beginning. It explains the growth and help end age discrimination against the preborn. Join ACT. So there's a brochure. Mark's got all kinds of stuff there at createdequal.net, Created Equal. But I'm still going to work to try to put together a brochure to help us out here. Cool? All right. Jared, let's go back to my other computer. Must have been unplugged last night. Something I got unplugged. What am I doing? Okay, here's where I want to go today. And is that what I want to do? Go to Facebook page, Jared. Go to my Facebook page. Hey, folks, I can't get away from, as I spoke yesterday, I can't get away from the abortion. Can't get away from it. I think it's that critical. And I also said yesterday, and believe it again today, we got to find a home game. We got to win. We've got to figure out what state it is and go there and win. Now, Ohio is putting a heartbeat bill. It's going to pass. You heard Mark say that yesterday. The heartbeat bill has been introduced. Governor Mike DeWine said he would sign the heartbeat bill. It's going to go have a court challenge. And then we're going to figure out what the courts, whether they believe in judicial supremacy or whether they believe abortion is the rights of the people at the state level, which is certainly where it's heading, right? We got to win something. We can't win in Illinois. I don't think we can win in New York or California. I'm not sure we can win in Florida. We can win in Iowa. We can win in Ohio. We can win in Oklahoma. We can win in Texas. We can win in a lot of them. We got to begin to win there. We got to begin to win. And so yesterday, I was, I'm somewhat of a historian. You guys all know that. Hey, am I working today? You guys have been quiet for 18 minutes. Nobody said anything. So is my microphone working? Usually George is trying to get in, or Victor. Hello, anybody there?
Hello, Coach. We're here. We're just mesmerized by what you're saying.
I knew you were, because Chad's already been flapping his gums as well. This came to me yesterday. Hey, why does our side automatically reset position is defeat? Why is that? Can somebody explain that to me? Our automatic reaction is defeat. God, we've lost again. Doggone. What? That's our automatic reaction. Now, as far as I know, we got some of the smartest lawyers in the world. Smartest lawyers in the world. And I'm sitting there thinking, I called my senator yesterday. I'm going to have to play that here in a second. But I thought about this after I called him. Sherrod Brown, who's running for president of the United States and is in there for 6 years. He just won election. He's a communist. How did he win election in Ohio? He won election in Ohio because people don't know. They don't understand. We're sheep. We're all just sheep. And so we allow Sherrod Brown, who's been in there, I think this is his third term, like 18 years. He's made a living out of being a senator. And he voted against, folks, help me out here. Born alive. Infant. Can I stop you right there a minute? Have you ever heard anything more ridiculous than that? Born alive infant. As opposed to born dead infant? I mean, some babies are born dead, but when they're born dead, they're dead. When they're born alive, those two words they mean the same thing. Born alive. Born alive. They're born alive. No kidding. That's what it means to be born. By the way, they were alive even before they were born. But now they're born alive. and we want to protect them.
Yeah, the other term is stillborn.
When they're dead, they're stillborn.
That's right. That's right.
If they're born, they're born. They're not born alive. They're born.
Right, right. Once again,
born
they're trying
alive. Born alive, infant. All of a sudden, it's an infant now because it's born alive. See, it's not about abortion. It's about infanticide. Hang on with me. Stay with me. Go ahead, Vinny, real quick.
Yeah, I'm in. No, you got it. I'm done. Thank you.
So I contacted every smart lawyer I could think of except Roger. I didn't contact Roger yet. I'm not that far down the list yet, Roger. I contacted every lawyer I could think of yesterday and said, can somebody explain to me, Jared, pull up the 14th Amendment. You guys know what the 14th Amendment is, right? Well, here it is. Can somebody explain this to me? Somebody help me out. All persons born. Boom. Stop a minute. 14th Amendment. All persons born. I'm just going to pause a minute. Because we sit back and wring our hands and talk about how evil they are. No, 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 no. They're not evil. They have violated their oath. See, this is more serious than being evil. They have violated their oath. Why? Because all persons born or naturalized. Hey, hang on, hang on. Don't they want to bring those people across the border and give them constitutional rights? Don't we see that going on? And isn't that based on the 14th Amendment? I believe so. Born or naturalized United States. See, the Constitution is being thrown on its ear again, and the smart guys on our side don't even know it. If we had smart attorneys on our side, somebody would have already filed a federal lawsuit and stopped this. Stop the killing of babies. If we had any smart lawyers on our side, except we always lose and know we're going to lose, right? All persons born or naturalized in the United States are subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Who's that, folks? Subject, predicate, who are we talking about here? All persons born. As soon as you are born, see, they told us a baby's not a person in the womb, and now they're telling us a baby's not a person outside of the womb. It just can be whatever they want to do. They just make up the rules as they go. Hang on. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdictions the equal protections of the law. Now, can somebody tell me how the hell we have to have an Infant Protection Act? There it is, dudes. There's your Infant Protection Act. It's called the 14th Amendment of the United States. And they use the 14th Amendment of the United States to give homosexuals the right to marry equal protections under the law. They give the 14th Amendment that gave freedom to the slaves, gave them property, gave them the right to be free people with all the protections of the law, equal protections of the law. And now they're going to tell us a baby that was in its mother's womb and they wouldn't call a person when it's born still isn't a person. Is Matt Staver or any of those guys, have they filed a federal lawsuit yet? Nullifying that decree? By the way, boys and girls, if you are born and they don't try to save your life, you have a multi-billion dollar lawsuit because they are obligated to save your life. Equal protection of the laws. What in the H-E double hockey stick is wrong with us? Go ahead, Glenn. Was it Glenn?
No, Coach, I was just saying, you know, that's the same argument they use with these anchor babies.
Oh, that's my point, right?
It's contradicting themselves.
So, Paul, let's pass a law saying anchor babies have to lay on the ground. We'll make them comfortable till we decide whether we're going to kill them or not.
We can't do that, Coach. That's cruel and inhumane.
Well, you see how we let them play us on both sides of it? You see what's going on here? How stupid we are? Somebody else, come on in.
Yeah, hey, Coach. This is very simple. It's semantics. This is what they're doing. They
change the meanings of certain words, right? And so now,
when they want to use them, Vic, Vinny, right. And we let them get away with Michelle, right. Come and get Opie. He's driving me nuts.
Right. So it's crazy. It's crazy because somehow now we're passing laws to benefit people who are not Americans. How is that possible? How are we making laws
we're passing laws to call people who are born in America not born in America.
Right. Nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
I believe Sherrod Brown, my senator, 44 U.S. senators have violated their oath of office. Can somebody tell me?
To Webster's. You're on to something here.
Okay, go ahead.
Listen. Okay, any person born or naturalized is a citizen. That's good, all right? But you don't have to be a citizen. You don't have to be born to have human rights. Down into the third sentences, it says, nor shall any state, now it's interesting, a state as in state as opposed to the federal government, deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process. So theoretically, a child unborn at whatever point we consider them to be a person would have the right. You could have a guy, I can hire a guy like Roger to go in and file a habeas corpus, to file an injunction to keep somebody from being aborted. Okay. That's the hook right there. Now go read what Webster's 1828 says a person is.
Okay.
Hey, Coach.
As you call that up.
Hang on, no, get out of here, man.
It's a human being. It's a human being consisting of a body and a soul.
Hmm. How about that?
Now, so, is that legal or is that theocratic? Who gets to decide? Obviously, it's a physical body in the mother's womb, but when does the soul enter the child? Who makes that decision?
Well, but the law, the Constitution has already determined the person born in here is a citizen. It's right there. It's right in there. Yes, right sir. In there. Right?
Right, when they're born. Executing infanticide after the fact, which is the current hot topic because of New York, though there's other states that have been doing it for years. That's a hot topic, but to extend it to the unborn, okay, you're still a human. Okay, you have rights from God as a human, not just the United States citizens.
Right, right. Okay. Right.
That's why all of these foreigners that commit crimes, they have the same constitutional rights you and I do.
Okay, so the question is, does an unborn baby not have any rights if the parents didn't want it to be born? That's the issue. The mother didn't want it to be born. Well, it was. It's a person. It's a citizen, right? And for somebody to take care of a born baby that somebody wants and not take care of a born baby that the mother doesn't want is not equal protection under the law for that citizen. I can't even believe we're having this debate. That an injunction has already been filed. Go ahead, Vic.
My angle is this. It's gaslighting. It's semantics or whatever you want. When someone comes up to you and you're out on the street and they says, hey, man, are you all right? You just fell. And you know very well that you didn't fall. But this is the CIA that they use. They call it gaslighting. Right now, what we're viewing and what we're witnessing is the fruit from this gaslighting. That's why everything is topsy-turvy.
Amen, Victor.
So gaslighting, according to Jared, looked up the Wikimedia, gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation that seeks to sow seeds of doubt in a targeted individual or in members of a targeted group, making them question their own memory, perception, and sanity, using persistent denial, misdirection, contradiction, and lying in attempts to destabilize the victim and delegitimizing the victim's belief. There you go. It's gaslighting.
Joseph Goebbels 101.
Yes, Goebbels 101 and Alinsky, which, by the way, I have that up there. So, Jared, let's go back a minute. Vic, good info, Vic. Here's the office. This is. I want to go do a citizen's arrest on Sherrod Brown. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I'll bear true allegiance to the same, and I take this obligation freely without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. He's going to defend the Constitution. 14th Amendment says what? Equal protections of the law for all those born. Folks, this is a slam dunk. Now, my question to us is, why do we let them get away with this? Gaslighting. Okay, Vic. How do we let them get away with it? I got a plan on this one. I know the other side's watching, so I ain't going to tell you what it is. But if we don't, see, they have done such a remarkable job of isolating us. And George down in Oklahoma says, Coach, what can I do? And Denny up in Iowa says, Coach, what can I do? Gary out in Pennsylvania says, well, what can I do? No, what can we do? It comes back to the exact same thing I was talking about before. Let's pick a place where we can win, and we can win. I'd like to see Sherrod Brown thrown out of office. This is one of these moments, man. This is one of these moments. Does Sherrod Brown represent the Democratic Party in his own presidential aspirations, or does he represent the people in defense of the Constitution? That's a very clear question. And when he blatantly says that an unborn child doesn't have the right to be protected, he's violated the Constitution. He's violated his Constitution.
Hey, Coach. Yeah. Beyond violating the Constitution, the next time that something happens like the Virginia governor was talking about, that the Senate refused to protect against that, and this is what you're talking about, right? His vote to refuse to protect the born. Next time a born child is allowed to die, then we file murder charges against him as an accessory.
Well, Larry, is that where it goes? You would think we had have some lawyers out there a little bit ahead of this game, wouldn't you? You'd think it'd be someone. Listen, I got to say this, George. I just got to say this. I'm going to feel better. I'm just going to feel better. Why do we laud and say, oh, my goodness, that lawyer represented me for free. Oh, well, that's real nice of him. You have any ideas? Free stuff I do? Free stuff George does? Free stuff Larry does? Why are the lawyers, we make big heroes out of them because they did it for free?
Right. But, hey, Coach, because it's so expensive.
Tom Condit, Tom's not even listening right now. Tom Condit told me, he said, Coach, if I can't represent guys like you, I might as well give up my law license. There you go. There he is, a guy. If I got to charge you money to represent you, I might as well give up my law license.
Hey, Coach, you know, there is a vile seed line in this earth that I think we're beginning to identify who they are. And they spend literally 100% of their time being vile and thinking how they can do evil. See, our side doesn't do that. Our side, we spend most of our time thinking how we can help and be righteous and do good. But you're right. Pam and I were talking about this last night. She heard Gloria Steinem last night, and she was just vile. And I explained to her, well, she's part of that vile seed line. And so you're right. We need to go on the offensive. See, we've lost because our side has been way too nice.
Yep.
But being righteous doesn't mean always being nice and accommodating. It means doing what's right, even if you have to take the fight to the enemy harder than they're bringing it to you.
That's what fighting is all about, isn't it? Contending for the faith. Isn't that what it's about? I think it is.
We've got to be loving, and we've got to portray Christ as being a gentle, loving person. You know, James 4:17, if you know to do good and you don't do it, it's sin. If you know there's evil happening and you're not trying to stop it, then you are sinning. So let's forget this be nice crap. Let's go out there and fight against evil.
Sherrod Brown is an accessory to a crime. Somebody else, come on in.
Hey, amen. Now, what Larry just said is absolutely right, but now at the same time, you can't let some sodomite tell you how to obey your faith. What they try to do is they try to hold us to a standard that what we need to do is hold them to their own standards and beat them at their own game.
You know what?
It's Coach. said yesterday, taking their sword and using it against them. Hang on, I heard Gary try to come in. Come on in, Gary.
Yeah, I sent you an article a couple years ago, and it's so true. There was a woman in Butler, PA, was driving. She was on drugs. She was pregnant. She got in an accident. The baby died. They charged her with homicide. That's using that against them. They if you die, if a mother carrying a baby dies, the baby dies during a crime or an accident. There's a charge. Gary, how can that not apply both ways?
Well, but Gary, listen, folks, this is so plain. This is so plain. Listen, this is so plain. We just read the 14th Amendment. The moment you're born, you're a citizen. You have all rights. The moment you're born, nobody can make a decision at that point whether you live or die. They cannot do that. Equal protections under the law. And they're doing it. They're doing it. They're saying a person's not a person inside the mom. And then when it's born, they said it's not a person yet, when the Constitution says it is a person. Equal protections under the law. Come on in, Vic.
All I got to say is the armor of God is ever so important, more so now that there's this gaslighting that goes on with people, with the digitized, with our phones, with our laptops, with our pads. The only cure to trying to detour this gaslighting that they have is the armor of God. And once you start to do that, you know, just dedicate it every day, 2-3 times a day, because one time is probably not enough, because we're under this attack. Once you do that, then now you can do what you want to do. You can go and call your senators and attack them and charge them with murder, because that's what they're doing. But that's, you have to protect yourself.
But I would, ye should understand, brothers, that the thing which happened to me after I went and called that SOB out, whatever happened to me as a result of me having done that, was for the furtherance of the gospel.
Hey, let me jump in here, Coach.
Come on in, Bobby.
Yeah, listen, I've done some videos lately about the nice Christianity. I might be a little bit delayed, maybe for a reason. The nice Christianity, we've been indoctrinated for decades that we're supposed to be
gaslit. Gaslit. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, just because we say Jesus loves you, I don't know what's going on in the mind. Jesus loves you, brother, and they're shocked when somebody comes over and punches them in the face. They got no ability to read body language, aggression, or anger. They've spent way too much time in the church pews being indoctrinated as opposed to learning masculine aggression. So the days of soft, nice Christianity are over. This doesn't mean not love your brother. This doesn't mean not to work to get them saved. But when somebody is stepping into your area with that's clearly going to take your head off, that's niceness is over.
But Bobby, in other words, if I see they're getting ready to murder a baby and I don't do anything because I'm going to offend the murderer, brother, that's a different gospel. That's a different gospel. And that's what we're dealing with.
Hey, you know what, Coach? What do evolutionists believe? Where do evolutionists think life came from?
Evolved.
From what? What was the origination for evolution? Like, where does life start?
Pond scum.
Okay, single so cell. If those cells mean life began there, these are the same people who are saying that life does not begin at conception.
David, at the point I'm trying to make, I can't believe that we're that we're letting them get away with it. I can't believe it.
I love you, David.
hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Would you say that some of the we have controlled opposition?
Oh, we certainly have controlled opposition.
I'll give you an example. In Oklahoma, on Monday, I get a text showing a picture of the supposed guy who's the Oklahomans for Life leader sitting with Planned Parenthood in a committee meeting.
I saw that, brother. Hey, Paul, same stuff happened here in Ohio. Hang on, I got to do this. I hear the Holy Spirit. Go to my Facebook page, Jared, real quickly. I'm gonna start a fire, man. I hate to do this to you, but I just walked out yesterday and I just made this brief video on Facebook. I don't know, 6 minutes, 7 minutes. Go ahead and play it. Video here. It's unbelievable the world in which we live in. I just got off the phone with Sherrod Brown, our senator here in the state of Ohio. I'm trying to keep my cool. Sherrod Brown voted to kill babies that are born. I'm letting that sink in a little bit. Sherrod Brown voted to kill babies that are born. I just called his office. I tried to be as polite as I could. Of course, you can't speak to anybody. They said they would send me a letter. Of course, they'll send me a letter. I said, I don't want a letter. I want to know how Senator Brown justifies killing babies that are already born. That's a question I ask. I was nice. The young girl who answered the phone read me a statement. She offered to have him send me a form letter. Now, she didn't call it a form letter, but that's what she wanted to do. See, listen, folks. We've lost total control of our government. Sherrod Brown does not represent the Democratic Party. He represents me. He represents all of us who think it's ridiculous for anybody to be able to kill a baby. A born baby. It's called the Born Infant Protection Act. And Sherrod Brown read to me, the girl that I spoke to read to me some phony statement, his official statement on it, talking about women and their right to be able to make their own decisions. Folks, this is murder. No one has the right to neither a woman nor a man has a right to murder. They don't have that right. And see, it's time that the mask came off, and those of us who really, really, who still have a functioning conscience, we have to move beyond politics. And if you're on the other team, whatever that means, if you happen to be a Democrat, and you're just going to support Sherrod Brown because he's a Democrat, he's a man who's been entrusted with the liberty of the American people, and he says it's okay for a woman to murder a baby that's already been born. Folks, come on. Here's the problem, see? It affects all of us. That blood guiltiness, whether you believe in that or not. It's one thing for someone to kill somebody. In fact, I've had that discussion earlier today with someone. I said, they used to talk about abortions being done in back alleys. And if we did away with abortion, women would have to be, boy, they'd have to go to back alley abortions. Well, folks, you don't even have to abort your baby now. You can just say when the baby's born, you don't want it. You don't want to keep it, and you can kill it. That's infanticide. We've moved beyond women's health care to infanticide. How long are we going to continue to put up with this? Infanticide. Killing, folks, look in the sun. Killing a born baby. A woman's right to choose now involves killing a born baby. Let that sink in. Call your senator. See, here's the thing. What's our recourse? He's in for 6 years. He wants to be president of the United States. He couldn't give a hoot in hell what you and I think. Our government is totally, completely out of control, and they're making decisions that affect you and I based on what they say would be our approval of what they do. There should not be an American alive who believes it's okay to kill a born baby. A born baby! Woman's right to choose. It's all lies. What kind of people have we become? Call your senator. Make a fuss. Oh, it's probably not going to matter. It probably isn't going to matter. I'm not going to remain silent. I'm not going to remain silent. Neither should you. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or a nothing-crat. See,
I got arrested back in 2005 for trying to take water to Terry Schiavo, the handicapped woman down in Florida. You remember that, don't you? You remember that? They said, well, she didn't want to live like that. Her husband said that one time Terry had said she didn't want to live like that. And I warned people that it was coming to where they were going to kill moms and dads and old people. I taught handicapped kids my entire teaching career. It's coming to the point where they're going to be useless. Those little kids are going to be useless eaters. It's going to be mom and dad, useless eaters, death panels. All those who hate me love death. Folks, righteous people got to stand up. Quit blaming Donald Trump. Call your pastor. Call your pastor and ask him, what is he going to do about it? They're killing born babies. They're killing born babies. God help.
That pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Pretty much says it all. They are killing born babies.
Well, Coach, it's more about than just killing born babies. They're killing born babies under a ruse. They're killing it for satanic reasons.
Yeah,
they're not just killing babies just to kill them. They're killing them so they can do with them.
Well, Vinny, I understand that. Hey, Vinny,
yeah,
no
one else.
We legally have them by the short hairs. You understand that?
Take the advantage. Exactly.
It's a clear violation of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution. Is anybody going to bark about it? Anybody at all? Or are we just going to complain again? Oh, we need a new Supreme Court judge in there, one that affirms. Like, are you kidding? Are you kidding me,
Coach? We can't continue with this corrupt court system.
We're that pathetic. We are that pathetic that the church can't rise up and protect babies that are born. Are you kidding me? Do you have any idea what they would do if you killed a puppy, a born puppy? Any idea what they would do? And they're killing born children. Hey, guys, listen. Maybe you don't understand the depth of it. Maybe you don't understand it. If they can kill a born baby without any, they can kill a five-year-old. They can kill a 10-year-old. How can you declare any baby, any person defendable? How can you say, if the government says you can kill a born citizen, where do you draw the line on citizens? What age can you kill a citizen? Put your mind to work and understand what we're dealing with. See, they said before you couldn't kill the baby because it wasn't a baby, or you could kill it because it was in the womb and it wasn't born yet. It's not a human being, and it's not a human being till it's born and it breathes. And then they get born and they say, well, yeah, but you can kill it because the mom doesn't want it. What if you don't want your 12-year-old? How do you ever prosecute anybody? I'm serious. Can somebody explain to me? How do you prosecute any? On what grounds do you prosecute anyone who kills another person? On what grounds?
It's all up to what you want to do, because you can permutate the law any way you want. Remember, now with this law, you can kill your kid up to 3 years old.
That's why I'm asking the question: are we going to let them get away with it, or are we going to retreat back and suck on our thumb? Oh, those courts are so mean. Oh, those Democrats. They're killing freaking babies.
Coach, I'll answer that question by posing this one. Why do you think they passed the anti-lynching legislation?
Vinny, I want to know what I need to do now. Now.
Get some rope and go down to your court building. That's what
I'm going to do. You hear me? I'm going to do something. I'm not going to take it. I'm not. Somebody help me out. I'm off the reservation today. Yeah.
Coach, it's what we're witnessing right now.
Listen, don't anybody give me any platitudes. Don't anybody give me any excuses. See, go, no. Hang on, Vic. Those abolish human abortion people, huh? Abolish human abortion. Well, what, they ought to be. The jails ought to be full of people. The jails ought to be full of Christians who say, jails ought to be full of them. Then we won't see. We want to abolish human abortion, but not if it means I got to go to jail. Oh, No, no, I want Trump to do it. Let's get Trump to do it. Trump's a sellout. He won't save the babies. Well, come on, man. Stop paying taxes. You stop paying taxes because they're using your tax dollars to kill a baby. No, no, I'm not going to do that. Come on, Trump. Come on, Trump. Do what you said you would do. Well, you stop paying taxes. You stop paying taxes. They don't have money to kill babies. No, no, that wouldn't be Christian. I'm supposed to pay taxes. Trump, stop it. They're killing babies. You see the foolishness? Do you see the foolishness in what we're doing?
You're absolutely correct. Amen. Go ahead.
I know I am.
All I was going to tell you is that we're witnessing the death panel, bro. I mean, it's not termed a death panel, but this is exactly how you said it. There's no way to stop it. Once it starts, it's on. And they will dictate and they will say who and what lives. And here they're telling us to our face who is going to live and who's going to die.
Victor, now, listen. Now, Vic, listen, we cannot be ignorant of his devices. Don't you miss this one. Jared, click on this. I'm sorry, Vic, it's my show. Jared, click on the very last thing. Mobile WND, click on that because I'm going to connect the dot to you. I know most of you haven't thought about. Jared will click on that and get it up on the screen for us, and I'll get over here. I know you guys know this. Planned Parenthood execs are departing. Why are they departing? Because the truth is out, boys and girls, that they've been selling body parts. And they're running for the hills to hide because we don't care about little five-month-old babies and little four-month-old babies. They've been okay with getting away with that because we don't care about that, see? So now what do? They come and they want to protect the babies that have been born, and it's nothing but a bait and switch. Now we're screaming and hollering about these babies that the born babies. Okay, well, we got to draw the line there. The little ones that are selling body parts for. So why are the Planned Parenthood people leaving? I'll let you connect that dot.
Coach, We're so stupid. We're living in the day of Jezebel and Ahab, and we're hiding in the cave. And
we are.
Jesus came. He's got the government on his shoulders. We are the righteous. We're his ambassadors. We should be going to jail every day and every standing out there shouting at the top of our lungs until there's 50,000 people of us in jail and there's no more room.
Randy, that's
we've
it.
We've got to do it, Coach.
Because you know why, Randy? All of our pro-life stances and all of our abolish human abortion, all of our rhetoric comes to nothing, man. Nothing. Oh, Jared, go to Kill a Mockingbird. Go to YouTube. Kill a Mockingbird. I'm going to show you something. Oh, my goodness. Mayella no. Yule. Find it. Kill a Mockingbird, Jared.
Okay, I think it might be helpful to go back to where all this began.
Right there,
this mentality of allowing ourselves to be manipulated like they do. And it all began with the concept of insurance. You know, and we've taken insurance to such a ridiculous degree that the church thinks that Jesus is insurance.
True. Larry, let me get this in here real quick. If you haven't seen Kill a Mockingbird, watch it. This is Atticus Finch, Mayella Yule. She accused Tom Robinson of rape. And I want you to listen the words that come out of her mouth because she's obviously a fraud. She made the whole thing up. But I want you to listen to the truth of her words. Go ahead, Jared.
Thank you. Now, will you identify the man who beat you?
Most certainly will. Sitting right yonder.
Tom, will you stand up, please? Miss Mayella, have a good long look at you. Tom, will you catch this, please? Thank you. Now then, this time, will you please catch it with your left hand?
I can't, sir.
Why can't you?
I can't use my left hand at all. I got it caught in a cotton gin when I was 12 years old. All my muscles were tore loose. Is this the man who raped you?
Well, certainly is.
How?
I don't know how. He done it. He just done it.
You have testified that he choked you and he beat you. You didn't say that he sneaked up behind you and knocked you out cold, but that you turned around and there he was. You want to tell us what really happened?
I got one thing to say and I'm not going to say any more.
I got something to say. And then I ain't going to say no more. He took advantage of me. And if you fine, fancy gentlemen ain't gonna do nothing about it, then you're just a bunch of lousy, yellow, stinking cowards. The whole bunch of you. And your fancy airs don't come to nothing. Your mammon and your Miss May Ellen, it don't come to nothing, Mr. Finch.
All you talk, you're not sick. If all you do is talk, it comes to nothing. It's all hot air. We're full of hot air. They're killing babies, born babies. And we're acting like we can't do anything about it. Come on in, help them wrap it up. Come and talk to me before the police come after me.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Coach, we can do something about it tonight. Randy, myself, Alan, Tammy, we're going down to the Tulsa City Council. You know what? We're doing what we can do, just like you went to Sheriff Brown's office. We all just need to do what we can do, and it's like a fire that's spreading because boldness begets boldness.
That's right.
And you know, the more people that step out and do it, it's going to be like a fire, and that's going to be the standard. The standard of the Lord will rise up against this evil. When we do that.
If we think we're going to win without any personal sacrifice, we're great. What is it? All your mammon and your Miss May Ellen and all those mammon, and you ain't going to do nothing about it. That's what Miss May Ellen is saying. You talking big. Abolish human abortion. Yeah, you won't even stop paying your stinking taxes. Huh? You won't do anything to prevent it. You want Trump to do it. Get Trump. That Trump, he's a liar. He said he would do it. Oh, yeah. Makes me want to barf. We got to do something about it, boys. I got a plan. I'm a man with a plan on this one. Hey, Bagels, don't go away. Stay there. I'm a man with a plan. Anybody help me wrap this thing up? Am I forgetting something I ought to be saying? I'm just telling you the truth.
You didn't forget, brother, but life begins at conception, and there's no other way around it. There's no death involved. There's no entropy.
David Arthur, you still in here, David Arthur? I'm sure he's close. I'll talk to you later about that, David. I'll talk to you later. Hey, listen. They're losing. The left is losing. They're scrambling. They are desperate. But they're not gonna forfeit. We have to meet them on the game. We have to meet them on the battlefield. We're gonna have some casualties. Gonna have to. So, hey, they're not gonna give up without a fight. But they have crossed the line. And they've crossed a line that only the only way they win is for good men to do nothing.
So lying Satan.
Good men doing nothing. It's reprehensible. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.